Noodles and I just witnessed absolutely outrageous behavior.
Outrageous.
We have Mackenzie Hughes here, and he's got a lot on his plate. There's a lot going on in his world.
Yes.
He steps in here. And, explain yourself.
Five seconds. He's not even sat down at the table, and 5 seconds in.
First of all, we're buddies. We're buddies, right?
Me and O-Dog, we're buddies.
Okay. So when you talk to these are friends of mine. High-profile people, not you. So I can ask these types of questions, and I ask Graham Dillette the same thing. I just want a couple little subtle tips if I want to step on one and turn it over, and this guy is nice enough to help me out.
Do you know how many times he's been asked? 1,000 times. You'd be at a grocery store.
Dude, right. Somebody he's not be lining asked that. Up. Some slasher in a pro-am says, how do I get this thing airborne? And then you walk away.
Be honest. How annoying is that kind of Q&A?
No, it's actually not. I'm a bit of a golf nerd, so that sort of stuff. Like, and I like helping people, so I know it's not the answer you want to hear, but I actually enjoy helping people. So if O-Dog gets out there and rips a draw with a driver, I'll be fired up.
I don't need it all the time, but sometimes you want it. Ride the wind.
I think he's lying because if he's at Loblaws like in a couple
of course
weeks or whatever,
he doesn't want
and a guy
that.
Walks up with a baguette and is trying to like say, "This is my club," this is, you just walk away. You can't. I mean. Not every, because what's going to happen is everyone's going to approach him.
Yeah, now you've
tips.
Opened the door, Mac.
You can't open the
you've
door
opened
like
the door
that.
Now.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Loblaws later, and I'll be thinking about this.
You've got to rescind that comment, man. Yeah. You cannot be helping people like him, let alone you know anyone else walking around Toronto.
And I've seen him swing. He doesn't need much help.
He can hit a golf ball.
He's got
not at this place, man. We were out last week. It was disgusting
Dude,
what he was
I'll
doing.
I'll tell you what, man. Consider yourself lucky. You guys get to play the courses. We played it 10 days ago. The rough was that long. Because they cut it right before you guys show up, and we had to play in it, and it was thoughtful, it was great,
it was
awesome.
Beautiful being out here.
Couldn't find nowhere on earth the golf ball was gone, disappeared.
Right. Anyway.
So I'm going to find a Titleist 2 out there somewhere?
No.
With
the O-Dog
on it?
No.
Yes, you will.
Long gone.
You'll see a lot of golf balls with O-Dog on them. That would be hilarious mid-round.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mackenzie Hughes in here. How's your day going? I mean, everyone saw your tweet this morning. You woke up and you found out the whole golf world apparently has changed with this new agreement, not necessarily with LIV Golf, but with the PIF and the Saudis. I mean, as a tour pro yourself and as a guy who stepped up representing the tour for a long time, how did you react?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. I basically always thought that we were I guess against LIV. We were competing against them. So I guess it came as a very big surprise to me opening up Twitter to find out that we are potentially partnering with them.
Right.
When it seemed like that was the furthest thing from a possibility 2 days ago.
Is that the biggest feeling, is betrayal? Like, how could this happen behind our backs? Because there had to be meetings going on and nobody knew about it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the biggest thing, is just that, you know, we're player-run tour, and I feel like sometimes, I guess we don't always feel that way. It feels like sometimes you get these things thrown on you, and you just don't expect them to happen. So that can be tough, and I think that's where some players are feeling a little bit, confused.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you've been talking to a lot of the guys on the tour. Like, is there a range of emotions going on today?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of what I just said, which is like confusion, frustration, why is this better for us? Why are we doing this now? There is also some guys that are intrigued by it, right? There's obviously you're talking about one of the biggest investment companies in the world.
Right.
I mean,
right.
With money that just seems to just fall out of trees for them. So there's obviously that part of it. There's also guys that think morally, you know, we've muddied our waters over here now, and without really much of a choice. So there's a huge wide range of emotions for guys, and it's just all so new. I mean, it just happened, and I think guys are trying to just learn more about it and get informed. I think initially when I heard this morning, I just didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a bit more now, and it's still very much up in the air.
Mackenzie Hughes joining us here. We're at Oakdale RBC Canadian Open. So were you in the meeting with Monahan?
I was.
So can you take us inside the room? What was the temperature like in there?
It was tense. There's no doubt that there was some upset players, and there's just a lot of I guess guys wondering what the direction is and what the plan is. And
can he give you answers right now?
You know, not really, because I mean, and he's alluded to this in the media that this is really a framework deal, not a you know, definitive black and white. Here are the terms. So nothing like that's been decided. And do I think it's good for the game 10 years from now? Yes.
In what way?
That there's not, you know, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson playing over here, and, you know, Scottie Scheffler and John Rahm playing on this tour. I think if those four players are playing great on a given week, they should be playing the same tournament, you know, trying to win, you know, the Arnold Palmer Invitational or the Genesis or something like that, where they're competing side by side, trying to beat each other, not one guy playing this tour, the other guy playing this tour. In that sense, I feel like it's good to bring the game back to one tour where we all know the best players are playing. But right now, it doesn't seem that way, because I think a lot of guys, you know, still hold some resentment, right? There's guys that left for greener pastures,
yeah,
and
yeah.
They could potentially come back. Now, we don't know how that looks or if they will, and what LIV looks like if there's a partnership. That all that is just, I guess, an unknown and speculative at this point. So we're just trying to get clarity on that.
What about the guys that turned down the cash? They must be just absolutely
just puddle. Just be a puddle. I mean, good.
Yeah. Oh. Huge money, right?
Oh, I mean, there was guys that turned down hundreds of millions of dollars.
Like Tiger turned down 700. I'm sure Rory. I'm sure JT. And there's a bunch of guys.
Zalatoris and these guys, like young guys that, like, I mean, and you look at a guy like Zalatoris who's injured right now, and you think, heck, he was sitting on probably a $100 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing with golf is that there's no guarantee. You know, you could break your leg or break an arm and never play again or never be the same person again. And I think that's what was enticing about LIV for a lot of guys was like, hey, I'm guaranteed something. And if I don't hit another good golf shot for the rest of my life, I have this money. And but, again, guys are now thinking about, well, I turned that down, and then these guys get to come back potentially. And
right.
I think there's obviously a lot of frustration there. If that was to be the case, and I don't know, I can't speak on whether that they will or what that looks like. But mm-hmm. obviously, it's a possibility if we're. Partnering.
It seems like that's the direction it's right. likely going. And Mackenzie Hughes joining us around the table. We're live at Oakdale RBC Canadian Open. The whole team golf. Like, have you wrapped your head around that? Would you be intrigued by that idea at all?
Stinks.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a traditionalist too, and I just don't like golf. To me, has been about the battle with yourself, right? I don't want to win a tournament because someone on my team shot 62 and I shot 75 that last day. But man, like they just carried me to a win, and I like having it on your shoulders. I like, you know, going out there with your caddy and trying to battle it out, and really whether I'm playing. You know, a journeyman player on Sunday, or I'm up against Scottie Scheffler on Sunday, what I have to do is the same every time. I have to compete within myself to be the best that I can be, right? And I'm not relying on a teammate or anything like that to pull me through. I can't, like, you know, call a timeout and say, hey, you know, come hit the shot for me. It's just right. all on me, and I've always loved that about golf, and I think that the team golf would be a tough sell for me.
Once you get the framework sorted out and you said, hey, this could be good 10 years from now, is that more just the money drags you up, everything, you know, involved, like you say, you get back into one, you know, entity, and then you're financially backed by a massive company, one of the wealthiest on the planet. You know, this is kind of good for everybody involved once everyone gets back to square one. Is that the kind of, you know, the optimists on the other side that guys were thinking about today, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's the side that, you know, if you're looking long-term, that you
right.
might think about. But like you said, you just don't know. You don't know what that looks like, and you
right.
don't know. You're dealing with, frankly, people that you don't know much about.
Right.
That you, I mean, we talked about in the meeting that you talked about if you're doing business with these guys to get the money up front because you don't know what they might feel like tomorrow.
Right. They might pull the shoot in a year and say, I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Right.
So I think that the uncertainty there with, like, you take a business like the PGA Tour is a great business and it's done really well. It's established. But now you have investors that you know, could run hot and cold. I don't know. We just don't know.
Well,
right? And so now you risk what's already very good and potentially, you know, disrupt that.
Well, you look at what we were talking about last hour. Like, the Saudis are going to soccer now, which is big as golf is. Like, football around the – like, they're giving guys $200 million like Ronaldo, like Benzema, like Messi.
Per season.
That's what I'm saying. Right. They may eventually say, if we get into that level, we're going there, right? And then who knows where – now, at the end, golf is still going to be very sustainable, right?
Yeah.
You're still going to have a lot of sponsors, and there's going to be a lot of money pumped in. But that's got to be a part of the uncertainty at this point, for sure. You don't really know who you're getting into bed with here.
Yeah, yeah. And I think especially for, like, I don't know much about the PIF and Saudi Arabia, for that matter. I just know that for the last year we've talked not very highly of it.
Right.
And now we're thinking that this could be a really good thing. So the mood has changed quite quickly. And I guess – again, like I said, we're all wondering why. Why has it changed quickly? And obviously it comes back to money, I think, in my mind.
Yep.
It's a big week for you. The Canadian Open always is. How difficult? I know you're involved with the players and different groups to say, I'm not dealing with this, and I got to tee it up on Thursday and try to win this golf tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that's my main focus this week. And it's unfortunate, and I hate it for RBC. I hate it for the Canadian Open that – we've had 2 years in a row of kind of dropping bombs on the Canadian Open. And it's like, you know, we get 1 week a year to have it here in Canada, and the fans deserve the best.
Yeah. They should be saying the words, the Canadian Open, a lot more than they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that I'm going to answer more and more questions about this as the week goes on, and it won't be about, you know, how great the event has been, how great the fans are and all this stuff. And I think that that's really disappointing for me, because we only get to do this once a year. You know, I like to come on here and talk about the rink, or talk about, you know, just
how you're playing
golf in Canada, my game. And now we're here talking about this. So let's talk golf.
Well, is there ever any campaigning with players, like, to play different tournaments? I've always been curious about that. Like, it's a great field, but we were talking last year. Scheffler was up here. JT was up here.
Yeah.
Like, as a Canadian, would you ever go up to a player and say, listen, give it some thought coming up, like St. G's, Hamilton, Oakdale, whatever it is?
Yeah, there's some of that for sure. And, like, I definitely try to, when guys ask, if I know and I you know, am behind something passionately, I'll definitely put my two cents in. I didn't know anything about Oakdale, to be honest with you. So I couldn't even really speak on it leading up to the events. Guys would ask me. I really didn't know anything about it. So that was tough. But, like, going into, like, a St. George's or going into a Hamilton, I knew I could talk those places up, and they would back up the talk.
Right.
I knew guys would love going to those places. Obviously, you've got certain logistical things that guys kind of moan about, which is, like, last year at the range going to Islington.
Right.
Guys
wouldn't have liked that.
Really didn't like that, no. we're definitely prima donnas like that. So you have, like, routines that you're into, and, like, you don't want to, like, hit your last driver and then hop in a van for 10 minutes, get out.
Yeah, you want to walk right on the deck.
Exactly. You want to get warm and then go to the tee. And so there's stuff like that. But I definitely, to your point, would be pitching for guys to come play and definitely telling them that, you know, things are great up here and we've done a really good job, and that I think the event's only getting better and better as years have gone on.
Mackenzie Hughes with us. So how you feeling? How we feeling about, you know, you going into this week? We pick you every single week. One of us gets
it's
you.
It's an argument every
week. It generally is an argument. I guess make your pitch to O and I as to why we should be battling over you tomorrow when we make picks.
You know, I don't want to, you know, I've always played well. I feel like I've always played fairly well in the Canadian Open and have thrived in the atmosphere of what it has been, like the rink. And I mean, I don't shy away from the fact that they're going to be banging the boards and that people are going to get loud, and I love that. Like, I hope I make a hole-in-one on the rink and people go berserk. Like, that to me, it would be like the dream scenario. And I love the moment when you get kind of in the heat of the battle here in Canada, and you can feel that bit of support pushing you over the line. I think that we don't get that very often. Like, if I'm playing the Memorial and I'm coming down the stretch with Rom or one of those guys, like, they are the favorite, and then rightfully so. But when I'm here in that same scenario, it feels different. And I've been close, you know, a couple times. Hamilton, I was kind of right there last few groups. Rory pulled away. Glen Abbey, I was in the top 10 there the last day. So, like, those types of weeks, they feel really special. And I don't shy away from that moment. So I feel good about this week. I feel, you know, energized coming here and looking forward to a
okay.
good week.
All I'll right. take him. You take no. whoever else you want.
No. Sure.
McKenzie Hughes, your boy. Right, he's hooking you up with yeah. how to hit an 8-iron, drivers, whatever it happens
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
Five so, seconds into go. The conversation.
5 seconds.
Five
in.
Seconds.
You want to get
in.
Off the air so you can ask him more questions?
Great yeah. to see you, brother. I'll text you.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see you, brother.
See that? That's a
we
pro
have,
shake.
Have a
that's a pro
yeah,
shake.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah,
lock it
good luck this week. Thanks for popping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, McKenzie Hughes, RBC Canadian Open, the grappler. He found a cart for Mac.
Yeah, no problem.
Our producer, I text him when I pulled into our secret parking spot, and I go, can you come and grab me in the cart? He goes, no, I can't find a cart. Then he texts me later in the show. He goes, I'm in the cart to go get McKenzie Hughes. Where did this cart just magically show
we were,
up from?
Yeah. We were starving, and he's like, yeah. I've got no cart no. to go get you guys yeah. food. Nothing.
McKenzie
no.
Hughes, I'll yeah. find you.
Going
cart. He's driving over no. the green right. to yeah, go get you.
Exactly.
He's making things happen.
1 week a year.
That's right. One
exactly.
week a year. That's right. There he is, McKenzie Hughes. Great seeing you.